Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lanning. Tonight's radio show will be reading in Daniel in English. We will begin in just about a minute. Praise the Lord. We will begin shortly. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host. I'm so glad that you're with me tonight and with us, really, with the Lord. When two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, He is there with us. And tonight that is the case. We are going to open in prayer, but before we do, this is an opportunity for people around the world to learn and hear English. And I use the Bible as the textbook in order for you to hear English spoken and to practice it, practice listening and answering questions and responding in English the best you can. And hopefully you will become a bilingual speaker speaking English as a native English speaker. Let's open as we often do, saying the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6. Verse 9, let's bow our heads together at this important time of talking with the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Perhaps you listened to my last show on the Sunday night special, in which I gave a lesson on how to pray and speak deliverance of evil spirits in others. And it's an important show, so if you haven't listened yet, please go look for last Sunday night show on blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning.com. That would be August 11th. So look for the August 11th show, Sunday night special, and learn how to pray deliverance prayers for delivering people of evil spirits and becoming free in the spirit of the Lord. Even those who have asked the Lord into their heart may have evil spirits that did not leave upon receiving salvation. I've seen that happen. And what can happen is the person may share with you times of difficulty, of torment, or spirits bothering them, and then ask them if they'd like to have a deliverance prayer. We're going to pray together right now. You know, Europe, and especially Egypt in Africa, has been a target for evil spirits working their violence and hate against Christians. And recently, those filled with evil spirits burned about 24 Christian churches in Egypt. Our heart goes out to all of you affected by that. But if you're listening, please remember that God will allow you and find a place for you to still worship together and share the Spirit of the Lord together and help make you stronger through it. He will help you rebuild from anew. And it will be an opportunity and time for glory to be given to God and for others to see the magnificent work of God through your diversity. And continue to pray against those evil spirits. We're going to pray for that and our friends in Egypt and the rest of the world right now. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will bind those evil spirits that come against our Christian family and other innocent people in the world simply because of their desire to harm and to kill and destroy because they serve Satan. Lord, we bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus and command them to leave our Christian family alone, and we loose the power of God's angels on behalf of our Christian family in Egypt and the Middle East, Asia, and around the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your name be glorified, that the power and glory and magnificence of God will be shown to people around the world, so much so, though, that those worshiping the devil will bow down in reverence to God and repent and go and depart from their evil ways and serve Satan no more. We believe it in the precious name of Jesus, Lord. We pray a protective hedge and wall around our Christian family and innocent people around the world in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would woo people of the world unto you by your Spirit, that they would come to know now that now is the time to lift up their eyes and rejoice in the salvation that you have available for each one who but receives it. Lord, help people today around the world to receive the gift of salvation, to receive Jesus into their heart as their friend, as their personal Savior, their personal Lord and Savior. And that the Holy Spirit will reside in each one of us, Lord. Be with us and guide us and help us, Lord, to follow the ways of the Lord that you would have us to follow. And to help us as we step out into the light and walk into the light, that whatever we do and say will be used for God's glory. That the reality of God and the Lord Jesus will become manifest and realized around the world. Lord, we pray additionally for those who are sick and infirmed. Lord, that you would touch them right now. Heal them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit them and help them to feel the presence of the Lord upon them and in their lives. Reveal yourself those who are seeking after you, Lord, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. My friends and family, we are living now in a serious time of evil, seeking like a roaring lion whom it may devour. And it's evil. It's wicked. It's serious. The evil one is fighting for his own life and for his power as the prince of darkness. But soon that power will be bound for 1,000 years, and thereafter the plan of God will be revealed and played out according to God's holy ordinance and his will. And we just praise the Lord for the opportunity to be alive in this great end time in which we will see the power of God manifest and overcome the wicked evil one, who is, even as we speak, fighting the powers of goodness, trying to overcome God, since Satan himself was cast out of heaven in the first place because he viewed himself as God. But you and I know that our Almighty God is the most powerful. He will prevail, and he will win in the end, and those appointed will rule and reign with Christ, which is a mighty wonderful one of his many promises he has for us as his children. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to take a few minutes to worship in song, and then we will be back right after the song and read tonight in the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 8, in the book of Daniel chapter 8. So get out your pen and pencil and your book if you have one, and let's worship together. Let's praise and worship tonight with Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, as sung by Stuart Townsend. And stay with us. We will be right back. Lord bless you. Appeared unto me, even unto me Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river Eulah. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram, that's an animal, which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward. Now, I want you to remember that much of the Bible is symbolic, and I believe what we're reading tonight pertains to much of what we are seeing happen in this era in our lifetime. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward. That's interesting. Pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great, or magnified himself. Now you might remember when we read in chapter 7 last time, it might have been 6 or 7, there was a verse that said this evil that had raised his head and was roaring around would only be allowed for a time. Let's look and wonder, and perhaps the Lord will reveal to us just who this ram is, and if this ram is pushing westward and northward and southward today, so that no beast might stand before it. Let's think about what's happening in the world and see if the Lord will reveal to us who that is. And neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his own will and became great within himself, or magnified himself, thought he was great. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. So Daniel, we see here now, is witnessing and watching the fury of the power of the ram that had two horns. And I saw him come down close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stamped on him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. I believe that was out of the hand of the goat, because that's what it was talking about here. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, yes, and magnified himself exceedingly. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Let's see who those four notable ones are. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant, glorious land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced, did its pleasure, and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. That equals about 6.5 years. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. I had planned to take a break here, but this is so good, we have to keep going. Verse 16, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of Elah, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Well, we probably know Gabriel was an angel. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. The vision belongeth to the time of the end. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. Well, I know Persia is Iran, and Media is right there close somewhere. So the ram, which was going the different directions which it spoke in the beginning, of east, west, etc., is Persia, or Iran, and Media, which is probably right close to Iran. I don't know, but it could be Iraq or some country around there. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia. Well, I think that's Greece, don't you? So the wax is going to, the goat or Greece is going to wax great after the ram's horns are broken. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Here we'll take a short break and worship the Lord for a couple of minutes, and we'll be back to hear who that is, and we will worship the Lord together. Let's listen and worship with We Will Glorify, as sung by Twyla Paris. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Praise the name of the Lord. Will glorify by Twyla Paris.
We will glorify.
praise the name of the Lord. Continuing on in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice or do his pleasure, and destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy, oh Lord, I think I know who that is, I just can't say it. Also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. I believe this person is alive today. And by peace in their security shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Verse 26. And the wisdom of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. Today we probably understand that more than Daniel did then, because we are living in that time, I believe. And those suffering the most are in Africa, Asia, and some in Europe. And we're going to pray for all of you in a couple of minutes, but before we do, I have a prayer request that I would like all of you to pray with me about, and that is my friend John, who has been calling in the past year from Africa, who speaks Swahili. I'd like you to pray with me as he is going through trials as a Christian, learning how to be a mature Christian. And I think some greater understanding of the ways of the Lord would benefit and help him to grow stronger as a mature Christian. I'd like you to pray with me for him. And let's pray that the Lord God would bless him financially and give him direction for how he wants him to get his biblical training. He wants to become a pastor or a minister or evangelist. I'm not sure which, but I do believe he wants to do the Lord's work. And let's just pray for him and all others who do that. We have a friend, John, in Pakistan, and we have a friend, Maria, in Thailand, and we have our two other co-hosts, Kui and Nancy, and the Lord God is blessing Nancy, helping her to reach out on another radio show, so we are switching her show to the second Sunday night for Thai speakers in order for her to continue with us. She is so good at it, we'd want her to stay with us, but the Lord has opened up another opportunity for her to reach English and Thai speakers on another radio show closer to our home. So the Lord is reaching out to people around the world. The Spirit of God is moving, and people around the world want to know more about the Lord God. So I hope and pray that you will share our radio show with others when you come upon this. Share it however you can, through emails or on Facebook or whatever social media you use. Please share this, because it's the Word of God that others are hungry to hear. So let's bow our heads and pray for one another. Dear Lord, first of all, we thank you so much for your love, your kindness, and your direction in our lives. We pray for each one who is listening, Lord, that you would bless them and anoint them and help them to pass along the Word of God and share the great gift of salvation that many of our listeners have received. We pray, Lord, specifically tonight for our friend John in Kenya, who is going through personal trials and seeking ways, Lord, of financial support. We pray, Lord, that you would meet that need. We know that it just takes the faith the size of a tiny little mustard seed to move mountains, Lord, and we pray that you will give him the faith to move mountains, so to speak, and to anoint him, Lord, to give him guidance and direction and help him, Lord, to seek you, God, as the source of his needs to be met. We have sought you, Lord, as our source for our salvation and our eternal spiritual life. Now, Lord, help us to seek you, God, as the source for our physical life. For we know that I can't help them. Others of my friends may or may not be able to help them. But God can help each one. God sees each one of you and sees you in your need. And he wants you to commune with God the Father and to believe and trust in God that he will work the work in you to achieve what God wants to achieve. Lord, we pray a similar prayer for John Paul, our friend in Pakistan, and his father. Lord, is doing a mighty and great work for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we know that in our own power, we can do nothing. But in our faith and belief and speaking in the name of Jesus, we can be a vessel to do your mighty works. And Lord, we pray that you would give them the meeting of their needs, their financial needs, their physical needs, and their spiritual needs. Help them to continue to pray and believe and seek God for their salvation and the meeting of their spiritual and physical needs. For we know, as our own pastor was teaching last week in the book of Numbers, that the Israelites in the wilderness were fed by you, Lord, at your hand. Manna and meat and water. And Lord, what a mighty miracle. A series of miracles you gave them, even in their unbelief. And Lord, we pray that you would, for your glory, give your people in need a series of miracles so that they and others around them will know without a doubt that God is the Almighty God, most powerful in the universe, most mighty among all the universe, and that he will meet their needs and every one of your needs who are listening, who but pray and believe in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, because I'm going to be on vacation this week and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get back for this next Friday night, I'm going to read chapter 9 as well tonight. So we'll take a short break. And we'll worship together. Just sit and worship the Lord and enjoy this song and praise the name of Jesus as we listen to I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. Couldn't you just do that? Oh, I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. And this is by an English group called Delirious, but please stay with us. I will be back to read chapter 9. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
Forever. I can sing of your love forever.
This is your host, Diane Lenning, returning to share more of the book of Daniel 9. But before we do, I'd like to remind you that I will be saying the salvation prayer at the end of the show tonight. So if you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus, stay with us and listen to the Word of God as read in Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You know, many of us today are familiar with fasting and prayer. It's still a way we seek the Lord and seek answers to prayer when it gets very serious and we need an answer. And the battle is rough. Verse 4, and I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confessions, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts, and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, the righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass or sin, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. We're even talking about Egypt tonight in the scripture that we read. It seems to be a central or focal point in much of what happens in the ancient time and the end times. Thy holy mountain, Jerusalem, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And whiles I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of the people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Wouldn't you like to hear that? What a wonderful word. I am come forth to give thee skill or ability and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter, and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, that's over a year, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Wouldn't you like to be anointed? Praise the Lord. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. That's 7 weeks plus 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. Well, that's what they're talking about in Jerusalem now. They want to rebuild it. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall wrath be poured upon the desolate. I believe some of what we read there is what of some has already occurred, as we know in history. So the thing about the Bible is it speaks symbolically, and until you can connect all the dots, it seems to go back and forth. That's why sometimes people are misled to believe that the Bible may be contradictory, but it is not. It's just that we need greater understanding. And the Holy Spirit can give us greater understanding. Well, as I suggested earlier, I'm going to give you opportunity for those who would like to receive the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. One of the main verses we use to help explain it, although there are many, this one's my favorite, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," Jesus, "should not perish, but have eternal life." My friend, this is the greatest gift of salvation that God gives us. John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." And John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." That tells me, my friend, there is no other way to enter the kingdom of heaven unless you are born of the Spirit of Jesus and receive him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. And when you do, you have the right to become part of God's family. Would you like to become a part of God's family right now? You can do that with me, whether you pray quietly in your spirit or whether you pray along with me. God knows your heart. And just say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, but I want to be with you and a part of God's family. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and died for me. He shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness, Lord God. I love you, Jesus. I want you to be my friend, Lord, and Savior. I'm willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step out into light, walking on the path with you, Lord Jesus. I invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And I receive your precious holy gift of the Holy Spirit to be my guide and spiritual mentor as I walk in this new and glorious walk as a Christian. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, he doesn't promise us that it will be a life without problems or difficulties, but he does promise he will be with us every step of the way. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, that he has a plan for our lives, for each one of us. No matter where you live, who you are, rich or poor, famous or not, smart or not, educated or not, God has a plan for you. God loves you. And God wants you to be as part of his family. Oh, Lord God, I pray right now for all those Muslims and all of any other religion, devil worshippers, whatever, who are doing violence unto others, Lord, that you would soften their hearts and help them to see and feel the presence of God and know the error of their ways and to repent of their sins and to receive Jesus into their heart as their Lord and Savior. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we will soon be coming to the end of another precious time together, but since I may not be able to make it back in time to do next week's show, let's listen to one more song together, El Shaddai, is sung by Amy Grant. And then I'll come back to pray with you and say goodnight in a little bit. Stay with me now. I'll be right back. In Jesus' name, El Shaddai.
Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea. Cast on her knees, you were the God who really did. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was so the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
Well, my friends, we're coming to the end of another show and time together. May God be with you, direct your paths, bring you bountiful blessings, and nourish you spiritually and physically to grow into the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad you've been with us. And I want you to remember, above all, that God loves you, and so do I. I'm so glad to have spent this time together with you, and we'll be with you next time, which will probably be in 2 weeks. But please remember that you can go to a website that I'll give you in a minute and listen to readings from the Word any time of day or night. 24/7, and I've recorded a couple of years' worth of readings, and you can cover now so far we've read in Book of John, Revelation, and now in Daniel. And we will do this as long as we can, trying to cover most of the Bible in order that you may hear the Word of God and learn English at the same time. So remember again, as I said a minute ago, God loves you, and so do you, do I. Yes, God loves you. Praise the name of the Lord, and so do I. God bless you and be with you. Take care until next time. This is your host, Diane Lenny. Bye-bye.